different issue, because some of the constituencies at their recent meeting, as in yesterday, identified issues where they would like to have more negotiation, more input. So that's another aspect that could be brought to attention. What we, as this has only just come to our attention, we're unaware of the whole constituency concerns, which could be boiled down to relatively few in number, and which could indeed be addressed and agreed by the parties.
Louis, can you respond to that? Are there therefore specifics of change that could be contemplated if you got the proposal in by a certain date, which we may see incorporated in the existing agreement?
Well, based on my familiarity with the negotiations, I don't think there's, and my knowledge of what some of the proposals have made, I don't think simply stated that VeriSign would find them suitable. Not to negate that there might be other things in the world that could be adjusted, you know, making one thing plus and one thing minus that better suits both parties, as often happens in a negotiation. What I was really trying to understand is the process issue on timing, and what I am hearing is that the Names Council's position is that if this proposal is only open until April 1st to the ICANN community, then because of the shortness of time, the Names Council does not wish to participate in that.
I don't believe that's what I was hearing around the table.
Well, are you prepared to provide any input by April 1st? I thought I heard pretty clearly the answer was no. Did I miss the point?
Yes, certainly.
No, I mean, I think all constituencies would be happy and interested to continue to provide input on this topic. I think the difficulty we're having is attempting to fit into a timetable, and the timetable itself is the essence of the process of which we are raising the complaint. So that is, I think, the reason we're having some difficulty in answering your question. I think I can understand the reasoning for your question, because that helps your case, but you're saying that our ability to input into the process is anyway limited. We're making here a specific point in terms of the process here as it's happened, but I don't know quite how much further we can go with that, given the limitations that we've been made aware of.
Peter, I wasn't sure of your answer to Louis. Did I hear you say that the Names Council could provide input April 1st?
No, I'm saying the constituencies clearly could, you know, continue to provide input as they would wish, and that process can continue according to the constituency's own ability and timetable to do that. But what I'm saying is I'm seeing difficulty in us feeding into a certain part of the existing timetable in what we're saying here. It seems to be going further than what we suggested.
Okay, let me just see if I understand. This discussion is confusing to me. You're saying that the constituencies perhaps can provide some input by April 1st, but that input will not be ripe until the Names Council does something with it, and that cannot occur before April 10th. Is that?
No.
No? Didn't get not, right there either.
Not what I was saying. What I'm saying is that we are having a difficulty in your suggestion that there seems to be a negotiation in terms of a date where we can give some more input, because the nature of the dates you're talking about are already a shorter process than what we're complaining about.
Okay, so you cannot give the input you're describing here by April 1st, is that correct?
Okay, well, let me ask members of the Names Council, if we would we like to give specific input that we can discuss at a telephone conference, which we can have perhaps earlier in April than we're currently scheduled, and make specific points to this process by then? Do we think that will be helpful, given the constraints that we've been told as to the likely input that we'll have on the process?
I think what we can say is recognise Louis and ICANN's staff concern about the timing and do all we can to expedite our consideration of a complex issue. I think it's very difficult to say that we can examine a complex issue and have a result within 2 days, 10 days or 2 weeks. We are really in a position of having to go to our constituencies, encourage them, and they're already deeply concerned about this and concerned to get in feedback as quickly as they can. They are conscious of the need to expedite that and will do all they can, but I'm certainly not in a position to say that my constituency will have completed its consideration by April the 1st or the week after April the 1st. All I'm in a position to say is that my constituency, I know, will treat it as a matter of, to be considered as a matter of urgency.
I mean, I think Eric may be speaking for many constituencies there as well. Peter?
I think a lot of this is very, very unilateral coming down here. And what I would do is I would turn around and I would ask Louis and VeriSign, is it important enough to Louis and VeriSign, or ICANN staff and VeriSign, or whatever you want to call it, to get a community buy-in to this deal politically? Is it important enough to perhaps simply look for a way to extend that drop-dead date by 30 days so that there would at least be the possibility of achieving some result? And yes, so you have to ask the DLC. I don't see that as a big deal if two sides out of three are willing to do it. The real question is, how important is it for this deal to have a buy-in by the whole ICANN process?
Louis?
He posits an alternative to Plan A and Plan B, and there just simply is not an alternative. That's the reality.
Why not?
It's because ICANN is only one of three parties in this, and the other two parties have not, and I have no reason to believe they will agree to an extension.
Okay. I think we're going to have to leave this intervention here.
Thank you for your indulgence.
Yes, Chuck, please do excuse yourself, and we welcome Roger back to the council. Agendas and timekeeping. It's now 6 o'clock. We have currently on the agenda still new energy contracts, non-ICANN TLDs, possibly at large, and ICANN consultation periods. My feeling would be to delay all of that until our next meeting, unless there is a member of the Names Council who is jumping up and down. Peter, you're jumping.
It's a current issue. I have a prepared statement. 45 seconds will do it.
Okay, then.
And it's very apropos.
The Names Council, we're going to take item 5, is item ICANN consultation periods. Peter's leading it. He promises to be very short.
There have been occasions when ICANN staff publishes out documents while constituents are in transit on way to meetings, such as GAC letter status quo document, NSI contract revision, etc. This does not allow proper time for consultation and comment, particularly for non-native English speakers. Some colleagues have privately expressed the feeling that this practice may be deliberate, particularly since it seems to repeat itself at each physical meeting. While I personally can understand that the urgencies of the moment do not always allow for long lead times and that ICANN is, in general, understaffed, we need to address this issue in a proactive manner. Perhaps the communique from the Names Council to the ICANN staff would help alleviate the frustration of the constituency members affected by this practice and would encourage the ICANN staff to manifest an increased level of sensitivity in this arena in the near future.
I think the sentiment there is probably one that we all share. What I would suggest perhaps is that we ask Peter to draft something which we will circulate, endorse, and pass on, if that's acceptable.
Certainly.
Peter, you'll do that. Thank you. Any comments on that? No? Then let me call the meeting to a close. Thank you very much for your attention. My apologies, we haven't got time for public comment.
Are we done?